Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody, and online members. Good evening and good afternoon. Last week, from Monday through Thursday, mission team were sent to Hawaii. I'd like to watch the video clip. Take a look.
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
今回のハワイは非常に涼しかった
ん
ですね。
It was so cool in Hawaii. And compared to February, we are blessed. Aki-san and Koichi-san worked for us so much. Thank you so very much. We really appreciate it. And there was few members in Hawaii church. However, they keep attending the service. And I believe God's work will advance greatly in Hawaii. Before going to Hawaii, God said to me, I use you. And in Cove Church, and also God told me, I need you. And I believe God had special plans for us. and online members, as there were online members, they attended the service, and they said there are a big difference between just listening and attending. I got orders, and he built a church and a training center for missionaries, and God has plans in Hawaii. And next, I would like to watch our mission team to United States video clip. Take a look.
Revival got
Monday 26th through 31 March, we are going to Los Angeles, our retreat will be held in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a special place because Tsugai Revival took place. It's called Revival for the End Time. To cover to all the world. And first, God led us to Church on the Way, and we have a time of prayers. And then we have a special relationship with Marie Carrozas. At the point of Los Angeles, yeah, we have fellowship with him, and then Brother Steve came to us. That is a very big key point for revival, for general time revival. Not only just a retreat, and we believe God will lead us to a very big key point, and we are blessed so much through praises, and with the Holy Spirit, God will work greatly. Very special will of God. Airplane ticket, very expensive, but God will bless us so much, and especially the work of video, a big point. So last week we saw first place and second place and third place. So today I'd like to just video that won fourth place and fifth place and sixth place.
ユマ・カーター
。3年前、京都。
あなたはまだ小さいのによく働いて偉いですね。年はいくつですか？
神父様、私は12歳です。
名前は？
トマス・コザキでございます。
良い洗礼名ですね。
リバデネイラ神父様、トマスの父ミゲルでございます。
ミゲルさん、あなたの息子のトマスはなかなかしっかりした良い子ですね。どうですか、修道院に預けて手伝いをさせてみませんか？
それはとても光栄なことでございます。主イエス様のお恵みに感謝いたします。ぜひともお願いいたします。
こうしてトマス小崎はフランシスコ会の修道院に住み込みで手伝いをすることになりました。それからリバデネイラ神父は大阪の修道院に移り、トマスも一緒に大阪に移りました。
トマス、ナンパしたサンフェリペ号に乗っていたヘススさんが京都のバプチスタ神父様にお会いしたいそうです。あなたは京都まで案内してくれますか？
はい、神父様、かしこまりました。
この選択はトマスの人生を大きく変える選択となりました。メキシコ人で日本に着いたばかりの日本語のできないヘススとスペイン語のできないトマス、お互いほとんど言葉が通じないこの二人の不思議な旅は、この後非常に重要な旅となりましたが、二人はそのことを知る由もありませんでした。
よくご無事で着きましたね。長い旅でさぞかし大変だったでしょう。
はい、旅の途中でヘススさんが食事代の代わりにマントを取られてしまい、寒い中お気の毒でした。
その当時日本を治めていた豊臣秀吉はキリスト教を厳しく弾圧するようになりました。それでキリスト教徒を監禁するようにと秀吉は突然命令を出しました。そして秀吉はキリスト教徒に対して未だかつてない残酷な命令を出したのです。それは監禁していた14歳のトマスと12歳13歳の少年を含む信者たち、宣教師たち24人を見せしめのために長崎で十字架につけて処刑せよという命令でした。
トマス、無事だったか？京都に戻ってきて母上には会えたのか？
いいえ。
そうか、でもそなたが無事でよかった。
Yes, sir.
神の御助けによってこの数行をしたためます。長崎で処刑されるためそこへ向かう神父と私たちは先頭に掲げた宣告文の通り24人です。私と父上ミゲルのことについてはご安心くださいますように。天国で近いうちにお会いできると思います。神父様たちがいなくとも、もし臨終の時犯した罪を熱心に悔い改め、もし主イエスキリストから受けた数多くの御恵みを考え、それを認めれば救われます。現世は儚いものですから、パライソナル天国の永遠の幸せを失わぬように努めてくださいますように。人々からのどのようなことに対しても忍耐し、大きな愛徳を持つようにしてください。私の弟たちマンショとフェリペをキリスト教でない人の手に渡さぬようにご尽力ください。私は我が主に母上たちのためにお祈りいたします。私の知人の皆様によろしくお伝えください。重ねて申し上げます。母上が犯した罪について熱心に悔い改めるようにしてください。これだけが大切なことです。秋の国三原の城より12番目の月の2日。
The work of the movies is very influential and it is powerful. In various ways, the movies are used by God, and it is going to be, and we are aiming to have the work of the professional movies.And God is going to reveal His glory. We have a 1 minute short movie, so let's take a look.
皆さん、こんにちは。今日のテーマは祈り聞き従い、思いのうちに語られる神様です。さて、人の話を聞く上で、耳で聞くだけでなく、心を向けるって必要ですよね。例えば、あなたがテレビに夢中になっているときに、誰かがあなたに話しかけたとしましょう。そんな状態で聞いた言葉は、右から左へ、素通りで、後になって聞き間違っていたとか、何を言われたのか全く覚えていないということになるのではないでしょうか。それと同様に、私たちが神様の声を聞く上で、心をしっかりと神様に向けることは、非常に重要なことです。そのとき、私たちは、正しく神様からの声を聞くことができるのです。さて、神様はいろいろな方法で語ってくださいますが、私たちの思いのうちに直接語られるということがあります。まず聖書の使徒の働き11章11節から12節を見てみましょう。ここには聖霊様がペテロに語られ、導かれた様子が出てきます。神様は思いのうちに語られ、導きやまた危険などを教えてくださいます。私たちはその聖霊様からの語りかけに敏感であるべきです。ただ思いには自分の思いがあり、神様からのものがあり、他の霊からのものもありますから、私たちはしっかり吟味をする必要があります。はっきりと神様からのものと確認できたなら、 その言葉に従って神様のご栄光を見ていきましょう。それではまた。
Thank you very much. It's one of the greatest blessings in our lives that we can obey the voice of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is living inside of us. And the Pastor Cho says that God's address is in ourselves. On the way back from Nagasaki, I wondered if I would take a plane or not. And in my thought, God spoke to me that saying that you are going to use the plane countless of times. I was about to I was preparing to be a missionary to Indonesia, long-term missionary of Indonesia. But while I was, when I was walking along with Pastor Okamaru, God spoke to me, saying that I'm not calling you to be a missionary to Indonesia. Let's open the Bible. Let's go to the Bible today. Luke chapter 4, and the devil said, chapter 4, verse 4, and Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We need bread, and it is important for us to have a bread, because we cannot live without it. But I had a wonderful experience concerning this verse. And God told me to go to the Patmos, And before, that was before Johann was born. And God told me to go to the Patmos with three members of the family. But you need money to go to the Patmos. And the flight fee was expensive at that time. And we went to Russia, Italy, and Portugal, and it cost more than 1 million yen. And it was 10 times more than my salary. So, but God's word is more important than my thought. And the God told me, the Holy Spirit spoke to me in my mind, you are not praying about it. Another time, I began to pray. And God, and I remembered that it is important to rely on the words of God rather than the bread.
それはどうしてギリギリって来たのかっていうとですね、内側から
The Holy Spirit told me to give those money, all of those, that money, and to give for a certain brother in the church. So I heard in the sermon that women are stingy. So I told my wife, Fushigi, and she said, if God said so, you have to obey Him. I might starve. So, as far as bread is concerned, we cannot live. And but God told me, give those that money to Him. But the word of God was go. So so I gave those money, I gave that money to that person, but I gave the money with anger. And even if you don't have the bread, if you have the word of God, you are going to have what you need. Money came from there and from various places. At the end of the month, I had more money than the usual month. And this happens very often. And if I obey the word of God, money would come. And God tells me to give the money to somebody. And if I do that, it multiplies. The bread multiplies. So the world is moving according to the principle of the bread. But there is a principle which surpasses the principle of the bread, and that is the principle of God's word. I made you give one-tenth of the money that is needed to go to Patmos. It's impossible according to the principle of the bread. And there is a principle about that principle. And that is the principle of the Word of God. And it opens the spiritual doors, but not only that.
で、まあ、経済の話、
When I started the new church, it was 1987. And there was a person in the church who said he's going to give me 200,000 or 300,000 yen every month. And God told me to rely on God rather than on men. And I was the church paid 100,000 yen for my salary, but Pastor Kamaru also came to me and said he's led by God to leave, to stop the part-time job. And God told me to make a spiritual budget. And God also told me to give 50,000 yen to another church. So God told me so, but I thought that I would be short of money. But since then, we have never run short of the money in our church. So according to the principle of the bread, it was impossible. But according to the principle of the Word of God, it is not only a spiritual thing, but it works in the practical things. Principle of the Word of God gives us the bread. And we are going to receive the blessings of the God told something to a person, a certain person, but a bad thing happened to someone, but God tells you that it is not a bad thing. Give thanks, and it's going to be a blessing. Let's pray for the healing of each one of you. Please take away the disease from each one of us. Somebody's eye has been healed. Somebody's throat has been healed. Left ear has a problem. I proclaim health in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen.